There is a massive story happening right now that is not, shocker, being covered literally at all. I'm going to take you back to the biggest story the media was covering, and they were covering it for the entire 4 years that Donald Trump was president. There was a story that Russia colluded with Donald Trump. Russia colluded with Donald Trump to win the election, to steal the election, to influence the election, to change and alter votes in the election, that he really wasn't the real president of the United States of America. In fact, this story got so big, they impeached him. Right? We got to impeach the president. They said he wasn't the real president. They said we had to investigate. They said we had to audit the election. They said that the election clearly wasn't fair, that Russia influenced our election and stole the election from Hillary Clinton, because how could Hillary Clinton lose, right? And then we went to impeach Donald Trump over this story. Now, the entire time, the Russian conspiracy theory was being reported as fact in America by all of the news media, right? CNN on it 24/7. They knew it was a lie. It didn't matter. They wanted to burn down the House of Trump. The FBI knew it was a lie. Didn't matter. They were going to go all in against Donald Trump. Deep state, they knew it was a lie. Didn't matter. They were going to go all in against Donald Trump. NBC News, CBS, AP, Washington Post, they all went in, right? Story after story after story about this Russia collusion, that Donald Trump had some secret pact with Vladimir Putin for Russia to steal the election. Remember that story? Kind of a big deal. Lasted 4 years. Now, the entire time all this was going on, if you knew, right after this story kind of really got to a fever pitch, you knew it wasn't true. You knew the people around it were lying. You knew the whole entire story was made up. You knew it was by shady people, and you knew it was being funded in a dossier by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee. So you knew it shouldn't be trusted from day one. It certainly shouldn't have been reported on as fact. If any part of the story should have been reported on, it should have been on how sick and perverted the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, was to actually go to the point where they were willing to even put this down on paper and then spread it out as a conspiracy theory, as a lie, as fake news, right? All the people that are all about making sure everything's factual, I'm joking, they don't care about facts, didn't fact check any of this crap. Like, everybody that was obsessed with fact-checking Donald Trump refused to fact-check the biggest lie of the presidency, which is that Russia colluded with Trump and his campaign. But it wasn't just the story. It was the fact that our actual federal government spent millions and millions of dollars investigating something that they knew was false from the very beginning. I mean, we spent, as a country, hundreds of millions of dollars of resources looking into something that the entire time we know is a lie, that we know wasn't true. Now imagine going to work today, and imagine for the next 4, 5, 6 years, okay? Imagine for the first 4, 5, 6 years of your career, you were being put in charge, or no, let's get it even more accurate. The first 2, 3, 4 years of your career, you sit down, you get a big job, right? You're an FBI agent, and you're being told, hey, I want you to investigate something that we know is a lie, and I want you to figure out if it's a lie. Now, it's a lie, but I want you to investigate it like it's not a lie, and I want you to go after the people around it like it's not a lie, even though I'm telling you it's a lie. You'd be like, well, this job sucks. This is not why I signed up to serve my country, right? This is not exactly what law enforcement is supposed to be about. That's exactly what the FBI and the deep state actually did. Now, the entire time this story was put out there by the media, it was to undermine the president of the United States of America. It was to divide Republicans in Congress. It was to push down his approval rating. It was to actually influence American policy. They did this during his entire presidency. You had people that knew they were investigating a lie, that were trying to lock people up, people around Donald Trump. They were trying to get people to lie about the lie so that they could then lock them up. General Flynn, great example, right? Let's just go back to that famous audio. Remember when the FBI director, James Comey, remember James Comey? And remember when James Comey actually sat there on stage and he was asked a question about sending over some FBI agents to interview Flynn? Remember that? James Comey actually bragged about this. Now, he knew that he was investigating everything based on the pretense that this was a made-up, fabricated story that was actually paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC, right? We know that. And he was bragging when he did this interview. He was actually bragging. He was proud of himself that he sent over some FBI agents to interview Flynn and knew he could get away with it because the Trump administration was so new, they'd be too stupid to give him a lawyer and too stupid to know how this works. Now, James Comey went psycho, right? He said Trump obstructed justice, saying he hoped the Flynn matter would be dropped and all these other things. None of it came out to be true. James Comey was lying on all of it. James Comey, and I think it's pretty clear, lied before Congress. James Comey lied in his book. James Comey knew that he was using a lie to try to lock people up because they were loyalists of Donald Trump's administration. James Comey knew he was trying to unseat a president that was elected. He was trying to overthrow the will of the people. I mean, if you really want to get down to it, James Comey knew every bit of this. And that's why this arrogant psychopath did that incredible interview where he's sitting there saying, hey, I just, you know, send a couple guys in. Right. I sent a couple guys in and, you know, FBI agents, sent them in there and just thought, hey, they're early. They're new. They're idiots. They don't know how this works. Right. They're trusting of their government. And I'll exploit that to my advantage to try to nail General Flynn to the wall. I'm going to brag about it. Now, I remind you of all of this. Okay. This political harassment, people's lives they're trying to ruin, to then give you this new breaking news, which is news that should be being reported by everyone, and no one is reporting on it. The headline that should be in the front of every newspaper, on the front page, top of the fold, not back on page 23, should be this: breaking news. Hillary Clinton's former lawyer, at the center of the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory, has now been indicted for lying to the FBI. You will not see that headline on newspapers today. The facts now, right, when all this actually happened, is a federal grand jury has now indicted a prominent lawyer, Hillary Clinton's lawyer, for her campaign, Michael Sussman, you may have heard his name, for allegedly lying to the FBI while providing the agency with information on the 2016 Trump campaign ties to Russia. The indictment states that Sussman, the campaign lawyer for Hillary Clinton for presidency, told the FBI he was, quote, not acting on behalf of any client in conveying particular allegations concerning a presidential candidate, when in truth and in fact, as the defendant well knew, he was acting on behalf of a specific client. That client, Hillary Clinton, and the Clinton campaign. His other client was tech executive number one in the indictment, they state. Sussman's lawyers told the New York Times on Wednesday that, quote, any prosecution here would be baseless. I'm sure he's saying that. Unprecedented and an unwarranted deviation from the apolitical and principled way in which the Department of Justice is supposed to do its work. Well, a grand jury says no. The federal grand jury indicted this lawyer, Hillary Clinton's lawyer, who represented the Democratic National Committee after Russia hacked its servers in 2016. And they indicted him on Thursday for allegedly lying to the FBI documents. Now, you would think this would be breaking news all over TV. No, because the damage has been done, right? We got rid of that scumbag Donald Trump, orange man bad, insert Joe Biden. You get rid of Donald Trump, And that's the ball game for Democrats. That's why they continued to lie about Russia collusion, knowing it was a lie. You fast forward a couple years, Trump's gone, right? You undermined his presidency. You undermined the legitimacy of his presidency. All right, so does there need to be a little accountability? Ah, fine. Find the lawyer who worked for the Clinton campaign and the DNC. Let's indict him, okay? Because we already won the game. We were able to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump the entire time by claiming that somehow he was compromised, knowing that what we were telling you was a lie by Russia. We were able to lock up some of his friends. We were able to undermine all of them. Worked out pretty well. All right, you guys want some accountability? Fine. Okay, fine. All right, you want some accountability? All right, we'll give you some accountability. All right, we'll give you some accountability. We'll go after this lawyer. Any politicians going to go to? Nah. Sussman's lawyer, of course, says the New York Times, hey, no. Any prosecution of us is baseless. Sure, okay. The indictment, first reported by the Huffington Post, said Sussman lied when he stated to the general counsel of the FBI that he was not acting on behalf of any client in conveying particular allegations concerning a presidential candidate. When in truth, in fact, as the defendant well knew, he was acting on behalf of a specific client. Namely, Tech Executive One and the Clinton campaign. John Durham, the special counsel appointed by the Trump administration to review the entire Russian investigation, asked a grand jury to indict the cybersecurity lawyer because he knew what he was doing was lying. He was trying to get an investigation open, knowing that the entire pretense of the investigation was, in fact, a lie. And he lied about his role in all of it. Sussman is a partner at Perkins Coie, the firm's political law group, which is separate from the division Sussman works in, represented Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and the Democratic Party, the New York Times confirmed. Durham's case focused on who Sussman's client was in September 2016 when he gave the FBI data and analysis that he said could indicate the computer servers of the Trump Organization and Alpha Bank, a Kremlin-linked Russian financial institution, had a covert communication channel, the New York Times report. Now, all this is just totally made up bullcrap to try to win an election. They just needed the FBI to get involved so they could take down Trump. Didn't matter that it was all a lie. The agency came to the conclusion that there was no merit for those claims. You'd think that would be also its own news story, right? Breaking news should say the FBI has come to the conclusion there is no merit to the claims that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. No merit to the claims put out by the Clinton campaign, by their lawyers, lying to the FBI. Think that you think that headline's going to appear anywhere today? Hell no. Outside of what we're doing right now, this doesn't exist, folks. By the way, I hope every one of you will take all of this information I'm giving you and tell it to everyone. Okay, share our podcast that has all of this information and let everyone hear this crap. If there's anything that Donald Trump said that was true, it is we need to drain the swamp. And clearly the swamp fought back to the point where they knew they were taking bad information, information that was literally made up, information that was not based in any truth. Right? This is like organized crime. Okay, we need a story. Let's come up with a story that will hurt the president. Okay, or hurt his campaign. Okay, let's come up with a story that will bring down this president, maybe even get him impeached, knowing that the story we're fabricating. And then let's have the FBI investigate it to give it merit. Okay, and the FBI went along with this, by the way. How early on did the FBI know this was crap? Based on what we're finding out now, they may have known from the exact moment the story was given to them. Did you hear me? Okay, we actually right now, just so you know. Okay, we actually right now have information that looks like the FBI knew the entire time, possibly from day one, that this was a total ruse, and they did it anyway. that this was total crap and they move forward anyway. Who's going to investigate that? You want to know how bad it is? Let's talk about Robert Mueller, the guy that was investigating. This is another separate headline that you should hear today that should be on the front page of every newspaper in America, but it will not be. Robert Mueller, former FBI director, who was put in charge of investigating the Russia connection to Donald Trump, right, to bring down the Trump White House. Not only did the agency come to the conclusion that there was no merit in any of these claims, we're now being told, and this should be a separate headline, that Robert Mueller ignored them when he took over the Russia investigation. The New York Times is now reporting. So Robert Mueller took over the Russia investigation. Robert Mueller apparently ignored the fact that the agency, the FBI, actually came to the conclusion there was no merit to any of these claims and still went down the road to try to lock people up. Durham had been searching for evidence. The data was cherry-picked, or the analysis of the was purposely skewed, the New York Times has confirmed. The investigation found that James Baker, the FBI's top lawyer in 2016, remembered Sussman saying he was not meeting with him on behalf of a client. But Sussman testified to Congress in 2017 that his client was an unnamed cybersecurity expert who aided in analyzing the server data. Sussman has denied that he was secretly working for the Clinton campaign when he gave the data to the FBI, the New York Times reported. But the indictment found that Sussman and Tech Exec One, the law firm, One, had coordinated and were continuing to coordinate with representatives and agents of the Clinton campaign. Well, that should be another front page headline, but it's not today. That's a whole news story out of this. Multiple headlines, big, big breaking news stories should be coming out of this indictment of the former Clinton campaign lawyer. It's not just one story. It's like six stories now. The fact that you have the lawyer who denied that he was secretly working for the Clinton campaign, that's a story in itself, when he gave data to the FBI. The indictment found that this lawyer, Tech Executive One and Law Firm One, had coordinated and were continuing to coordinate with representatives and agents of the Clinton campaign is another story. Because where's the story about the Clinton campaign? Because what this means is Hillary Clinton and her scumbag POS friends and her campaign willfully and knowingly sent their lawyer to lie to the United States government, to the federal government, to the Justice Department, to the FBI, to then investigate and take down their political opponent. Is anyone going to be held accountable for that on her campaign or the candidate Hillary Clinton? This is how sick these people are. Clinton campaign was clearly in on this. They coordinated with it. They worked with representative and agents of the Clinton campaign with regard to the data and written materials given the FBI and media. Internal billing. Durham acquired purportedly shows that Sussman billed the Clinton campaign for specific hours he logged when working on Alpha Bank affairs. That's the Russian connection. The New York Times has confirmed this now. Sussman did not bill the Clinton campaign for the time spent meeting with Baker, but he did for all the information of, well, it wasn't even information, all the lies they had to create to then give to the FBI. Sussman billed the Clinton campaign for the hours he spent disseminating the Alpha Bank connection allegations to the media as well, according to the indictment. The 5-year statute of limitations meant the deadline for Durham to bring charges was the weekend of September 18th, 19th. Sussman's lawyers have denied their client made a false statement, but told the New York Times on Wednesday they expected him to be indicted. They insisted Sussman was working for the cybersecurity expert he mentioned in 2017 in his testimony, quote, not Clinton. Bull crap. They said the billing is misleading because Sussman needed to show internally he was working on something, the New York Times reports. So in other words, I guess he's lying to his clients about who he's billing and when he's billing them. That's your backup story? Give me a break. Lawyers for the lawyer who worked for the Clintons has committed no crime, they said. Any prosecution here would be baseless, unprecedented, unwarranted deviation from the apolitical and principal way in which the Department of Justice is supposed to do its work. We are confident that Mr. Sussman is charged. He will prevail at trial and vindicate it, or we will vindicate his good name. All right. You have at least five major stories out of this one indictment. Story number one that should be front page on its own is the lawyer who actually worked for the Clinton campaign, created, fabricated, and worked with the Clinton campaign to create and fabricate a false story, and then use that story to not only leak it and lie to the media, but leak it, give it to the FBI to then take down a president of the United States of America. That is story number one that should be a massive story on its own. Number two, story number two should be the fact that we're now being told the former FBI director who was in charge of the Russia probe when he took over knew that this data was a lie and overlooked it. That's what we're being told. Special counsel Robert Mueller knew that there were no merits to the claim. And Robert Mueller, we're being told, this is coming from the New York Times, ignored that when he took over the Russia investigation. Like he walked in the door and the FBI knew and he knew and this probe knew. When from the moment he walked in, there was already a conclusion. There was no merit to the claims that Trump colluded with the Russians, and Robert Mueller continued on anyway with the Russian investigation. Now, I can tell you exactly why, because they needed a pretense to go after Donald Trump and the associates around Trump, because they hated Trump and they wanted to bring him down. They wanted to arrest him. They wanted to arrest anyone around him. They wanted to arrest his family. They wanted to put them all in jail because they wanted to overthrow the will of the people. They wanted to overthrow a president that was elected in a free and fair election. Robert Mueller knew this was total crap, and Robert Mueller decided to go anyway, move forward anyway. He knew it was crap. He walked in. He knew it was crap, and he didn't care. They just needed a reason to investigate him and bring him down. That's all they did care about, bringing down Trump and anyone around him. Comey, James Comey, knew this was crap, did it anyway. That should be a separate story. Should be James Comey. Right? The James Comey part of the story is huge. Add that to the list of stories that should come out of this story. This is, you know, when you talk about the swamp, this is the swamp. The other story that should come out of this is the actual Clinton campaign. What did Hillary Clinton know? When did she know it? Why was she allowing campaign funds to go to this type of smear campaign? Isn't there some campaign finance laws there? You're taking people's money. You're then using that money to create lies, to create stories that are lies, to fabricate things that you know are not true. And then you're using those lies to give them to the FBI. How is that not a story? And let's just talk about the actual candidate, Hillary Clinton. This is her campaign. Where's the accountability for Hillary Clinton and what she did? Right? Where's that accountability? Can anyone tell me where that is? Shouldn't there be accountability there for Hillary Clinton? Your campaign did this. What about James Comey? How is no one calling for accountability with James Comey? James Comey, all the things he said while he was investigating it, while this was happening, he was lying, right? While he was investigating this, he knew what he was investigating was a lie. The pretense was a lie. All of it was a lie. And he did it anyway. The amount of bad actors involved in this one indictment. And I'm sure this lawyer thinks, I'll get away with, like, you know, slap me on the wrist, who cares? Was it worth it? He actually may believe it was worth it. Did this undermine the entire legitimacy and the entire presidency all 4 years of Donald Trump? Yes. Did this certainly have an impact on the election that we just had? Right? Yes. Were there people that truly believe that Donald Trump was not the legitimate president of the United States of America? Yes. Did this make it where you had a president that also with foreign leaders was undermined? Absolutely. Did the media know this was a lie based on what we're now seeing? Yes. And they reported as fact anyway. CNN spent years reporting on this, knowing that the entire time it was crap. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them knew it was crap, knew the information was crap, knew the data was crap, knew it was coming from the DNC, knew it was coming from the Clinton campaign, and they still used it as fact. And none of the headlines I just talked about are being written today. And only one person's going to be indicted. If you think there's going to be accountability for this, there's not. If they got to sacrifice one attorney, so be it. They'll give him a kickback later on, I'm sure. And even if they don't, which they will, but even if they didn't, right, still worth it. Joe Biden's the president. We got our revenge. We undermined the president. We won. Game on. I hope every one of you that's hearing this right now will help us spread this information and get the real word out there. Make sure you hit that little arrow button and share this podcast on social media. You can share it on all the different platforms. Make sure you tell your family and friends about this podcast. Thank you for helping us grow. We were one of the top 20 podcasts in politics yesterday, all because of you. So thank you for that. Keep it up. We'll see you back here tomorrow.